First of all, I thank the Lord for this wonderful opportunity the Lord has given to me in my life to come to this wonderful place and share about the ministry and also share from God's word. And I want to thank to Doug and Susan and Doug and Bill and for their love and hospitalities and came and got me from Los Angeles so I don't have to walk. I thank God for them and I want to thank the dear pastor for allowing me to come to this wonderful church, and also I want to thank the mission committee for they are so gracious and kind enough to for me to come and present the ministry, and I want to thank the church for sitting and listening to me, and appreciate and thank you so much. Well, I born and raised in India, and India is a country we have 1.4 billion people, three times smaller, and 82% Hindus, and 14% Muslim, 2% Christians. Wait, among the 2%, 1.5 is Catholic. So only 0.5% is all. I'm not talking about Baptist, I'm all. So born again people are very few. And also India is divided by language, state by state. And the states are divided by language. The language I speak is called Tamil, T-A-M-I-L, Tamil. And in that Tamil, there's 82 million people speak my language in one state. And altogether in India, Singapore, Sri Lanka and Malaysia, there's about 115 million people speak my language. And in India, the state of Tamil Nadu, we have 24,000 villages. And no village has less than 7,000 people. And all the 24,000 villages, there's only church we started. By God's grace and people's prayer and help from this country, we were able to start 493 churches so far. And it is my prayer, the Lord, to use me in the land of India to start, win many people to Christ and baptize them and to start churches in each and every village. And God has given us a great privilege. And we have seen about 1.6 million people came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior through our ministry. And also we baptized 135,000 people. And also pray the Lord to use us. And also we have three orphanages. And we have a school with 900 children. And last year we passed out 11 million gospel tracts in John and Romans. And we print this Bible. We print 30,000 copies last year. And so if anybody want to help our ministry to support a school child, it's $65 to child to go to school for one full year. And if anybody wants to help us on the Bible project, it costs $3.25. And then that Bible can be put in the corner of somebody or memory of somebody. And so it's $3.25, then that would be a great gift that you are giving to a soul. Then you can give to somebody $1,000 and they will spend it in a month. But if you give them a word of God, that is going to pass generation to generation and generation to generation to reach the gospel of Jesus Christ to their family. And so please pray for us, pray for the ministry. And if you have Bible, please turn your Bible. And Gospel of Luke, chapter 5. Gospel of Luke, chapter 5. Verse 1 through 11. But I'm going to read a few words. And Gospel of Luke, chapter 5. Verse 1 to 3. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, He stood by the lake Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and he prayed him and that he would thrust out of little from the land, and he sat down and taught to the people out of the ship. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, do thank thee and praise thee for this time. Lord, as I speak to them this morning, give me words to speak. Help them to understand my words. Lord, use me. Lord, if someone is in this room, if they never accept Jesus as their personal Savior, Lord, help us to present you so they can come to know you. Lord, use me. Ask in the name of the Lord, say Jesus' name. Amen. When you read this portion, Jesus came to nearby Gennesaret. So nowadays, when you have a revival meeting, you need to put a lot of flyers. You need to have a lot of radio ad. And you need to have that we are going to have a good music. We have to say that we are going to have an air-conditioned room. And we need to say we have all kind of, we need to tell the people that. Even then, it's hard to get the people. But here, as soon as the people hear that Jesus came to the town, hundreds and thousands of people came. You know, when Jesus came, there was time Jesus preached to 15,000 people one time. What? Yes. He fed 5,000 men. If there was 5,000 men, there should be 5,000 ladies. If there is 5,000 men and 5,000 ladies, there should be at least 5,000 children. So he preached to 15,000 people one time. In that time, there's no microphone, nothing. But everybody heard him preach. You know why? There's no text, people can text. There's no pen and pencil, people can write the note and give to pass it. But they all sat there, quiet. And they were listening. They were listening. So we need people today to listen to God's word. When Jesus was preaching, there was no microphone. There's no building. There's no pulpit. And people are finding places, rocks, sand, higher place. Wherever they found a place, they packed them in. Why? They were hungry. They were thirsty. They want to hear from God's word. Now we as a Christian, we must always look for an opportunity. Whenever the church door opened and preaching the gospel, we must come here to get feed from God's word. Nowadays that we take it easy. And Jesus came to Gennesaret, and he took by there, and there are people came by. So he wants everybody to see him and hear him, so he was looking around a higher place. So when he was looking around the higher place, he couldn't find any place that he was comfortable. He saw two ships standing there. When he was looking at the two ships, then he saw the Simon and the group, they're washing the nets. And he looked, then he got on one ship. He didn't make the two ships stand by, didn't put some plywood and make a pulpit. He chose a boat, which belongs to Simon. There are two boats who are sitting, and God chose a boat. There are hundreds and thousands of people in around this town and around this valley, but God has chosen you to come to this church today. God has chosen you to be a member of this church. There is a reason. You have to realize and remember God has a plan and purpose in your life that God is going to use you. You know, the young people, they came and they were giving their testimony about their mission trip. And if that should bless your heart, if that is not going to bless your heart, we need to check your salvation. You know, they are fire for Christ. They have a young heart. They have an intention to serve Jesus. You know how much they are excited? When I see such kind of things, then I just... And the music they were singing, you know, it was singing, you know, trust and obey, trust, you know, the song they were singing. It blows my mind. What a great God we serve. And God chose you to the right place today to come and worship. So God chose the boat which belongs to Simon Peter. Don't you think there are so many smart people in this in your community? There are so many rich people in your community. There are so many people in your community. Why God chose you? Why God saved you and brought you to this church? That's the reason. And God chose a boat. And he got on the boat. You know, let me tell you about the boat. The fishing boats, it's not a cruise boat from going from Portland or Seattle to Alaska. It is a fishing boat. The fishing boat smells bad. It is an ugly boat. It is a stinky boat. God chose an ugly, a stinky boat to preach the gospel. When Jesus got on that boat became a salvation boat. When Jesus got on that boat became a preaching boat. When Jesus got on that boat became a glory boat. When Jesus got on that boat was giving to the people about the eternal life and hope. Some of our lives were stingy, smell bad, was bad. When God comes to our heart, all the bad things goes away. And God, there was a time we may be using ugly language. We were using our mouth to sing ugly songs. We were using our mouths to curse people, but then God comes to our heart and our mouth has to glorify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus got on the boat. In 1973, I was listening back to the Bible radio. Before that, I hate church. When I was third grade, I playing God with my friends. I was doing all kind of things, but bad things which was not pleasing God. When God saved me in 1973, He promised me, and He's going to save me. And He promised me that He's going to give me an eternal life. He promised me that He is going to give me a home in heaven. He promised me that I am going to walk the streets of gold. That experience gave me a joy of salvation. Then when God gave me a joy of salvation, and I got some tracts, and I begin to pass out people. When I begin to pass out people the tracts, they will come and stop me. They will say, "What is this?" I said, "I don't know. All I know is God, Jesus saved me." Read it. Tell me some more. All I knew is Jesus saved me. If anything happened to me, I'm going to be with Jesus. And if you receive that Jesus, you will go to see that Jesus. If not, you will go to hell. People get mad. Some people are happy. Then, I was studying at the high school. I failed my subjects. Again I failed my subjects. But I was passing out tracts. Then I end up into the Bible college. Didn't graduate from the high school, went to the Bible college. So I went to the Bible college, and then in 2 weeks, Bible college in a different state, not in my language, different state, it's in English. The Bible college president knows a little bit English, a little my language. He said, "Hey, Justus, there's about few people in this community. They speak your language. We have a church, but nobody's there to preach. Would you like to go to preach?" "Sure." So I studied, learned. Then I was ready to preach. Then I went to the church. There's about 8 or 9 people. And the man introduced me. There's a brother came from the Bible college. He's going to preach to us 30 minutes. Then I said, 30 minutes? I learned the whole week. I studied the whole week. I'm going to preach only 30 minutes? Okay, anyhow. Then I said, okay, turn your Bible. Again, I said, turn your Bible. Again, I said, turn your Bible. I was shivering like this. Pass out. See the devil? They put some water on my face, gave me water to drink. I don't know what they did. I got up, didn't preach. That was a message for them that day. The next week, I went and preached 5 minutes. I didn't quit. The devil said inside, "Hey, you're not going to preach anymore. I got you." Then I said, "No way. I am going to preach." Then I preached 5 minutes. Next week, 10 minutes. Then God began to use me there. The end of the year came. I didn't know that what I was expecting. The dean of the college called me. And he said, "Justus, you are expelled from the college." I said, "Why?" "You didn't attend the class regularly. You didn't write any. Your marks are not good. So we cannot keep you at the Bible college. You got to go home." Okay. So I went to the Bible college president. I said, "Sir, you have to find somebody to the church because I am leaving." By that time, I got 90 people in the church right now, that time. He said, "Why?" He said, "Because I didn't make any grade or I didn't attend the class regularly." "Okay, tell the dean of the college to promote you to second year." Okay. I went to the dean of the college. Said, "Sir, president told me to promote me to second year." He said, "What? We are not going to keep you in the college. You are expelled. Just get out." So I said to the president. So that's what he said. Okay, even there was a time they have intercom like that. Intercom. He got him on an intercom. He said, "Promote Justus to second year." He said, "Yes, sir." So they promoted me to second year. Do you believe that after that I attended the class regularly or I took any test? No. But I went through all the 5 years. Didn't write any exam. And I was able to build that church from 9 people to all the way to 350 people. God chose me. If that God can choose me, don't you think that God can choose you? Because He's living God. And God chose this ugly boat. If God chose ugly boat to preach the gospel and people can hear, and same God can use us. Then I came to my hometown and started the ministry in my hometown. When I started my hometown in 1979, and since 1979 to 81, Hindu area, Hindu, they throw stone at us. There are many times I came home without Bibles. There are many days I came home, no shirts. They come and tear my shirts. That's where I came. There are many times I came with wounding, blood in my body, and came home. You can see a mark here. Then I started the work. And 3 years, I got only 4 people in my church. 4 people. Then I asked God, "God, did you really call me to preach? I got only 4 people. What is going on?" Then we rent a building. When we rent a building, still people didn't come. Then one day I was getting off from bus. I got only 4 people, including me. There's a man came to me and said, "Pastor, don't go there." I said, "Why?" "You know, the lady messed up our building. She died. People think that you pray hard. God killed her." I said, "Sure, we never pray to anybody God to kill her. We always pray God to save souls." I said, "Let's go and respect the body. Let's cancel the meeting." They said, "Okay." So we didn't have a meeting that day because she cuts us. She do all kind of things to bad to us. We left. That's it. Next Sunday morning, we went there to preach. I went there to preach. Our meeting start at 8:30 in the morning. It goes up to 1 o'clock. We are only 4 people. What do you do with 8:30 to 1 o'clock? We sing, preach, pray, sing, preach. We have a good time. That day I was sitting there and we are singing. We got 8 guys coming to us, our building, with big mustaches, like his mustaches. Big muscles. They are coming to us, our building. That time I was so young. That's in 1981. I was shivering. I said, "God, you called me to preach. You said that you are going to use me. In my state, there's about 80 million people. These guys are going to kill me. Lord, please, Lord." I was crying. Inside, I was crying. Then they came and said, they didn't know anything. So we sing up to 9:30. That time, it was 8:45. Then I made all the people, I told them, "Okay, in a Christian church, when we pray, we kneel down. We put our hands like this, fold our hands. We close our eyes." I made everybody to close their eyes, fold their hands, not shaking around anywhere. Do you think I close my eyes? No. I pray as shortest prayer in my life. I preached about rich man and Lazarus. I pour my heart. And 6 of them got saved that day. They didn't came there to kill me or attack me. They found out that the God we serve, that's the God we worship, is a living God. He can answer the prayer and he can save souls. And that's the reason they came to see. I came from a country, there's a 330 million gods. All the 330 million gods, they came to the world and they died. They are in hell right now. I thank God, my Savior, he came to the world. He died on the third day, he rose again. Because he rose again, we have a hope. We are going to be with him. Jesus preached from that boat. Then when after he preached from the boat, he came down. He said, "Hey Simon, how are you doing? How is your business?" He looked. The whole night, we were trying to catch fish. We didn't get nothing. Even nothing. Even nothing. Jesus said, "It's now." Jesus said, "Launch," verse 4. Now when he left speaking unto Simon, "Launch out into the deep, let down your nets to be drawn." Hey Simon, take your net, launch them out that place. Well, we tried the whole night, we didn't get it. He was kind of rebellious for a moment. Simon Peter doesn't know where the fishes are. Jesus knew where the fishes are. You and me, we do not know where the souls are waiting for you to hear the gospel. When Jesus tells you to go and tell people about Jesus, or when Jesus tells you to pray for somebody, we have to do it. We don't know what time God is going to save souls. How many people in this room got saved very first time you heard the gospel? How many people you got saved when somebody came and knocked your door the first time you got saved? There are people who came many times. But when we go out and tell people, knock door, tell people about Jesus, if they're not listening, we get upset. What about us before we got saved? But we are keep doing what we are doing. Keep doing. Keep doing. Why? Because Jesus loves us. Jesus loves us. So then, Simon Peter said, "Okay, God, as you say, I will put a net." Read carefully. They are washing the nets. Jesus told them to put the nets. He put a net. He didn't obey that much. If you and me, if we obey to God a little bit, God will bless us. There was a man named Zacchaeus. He wanted to see Jesus. He doesn't want to give up his sin. He doesn't want to give up his property. He just wanted to see Jesus one time. You know why he wanted to see Jesus? He heard about Jesus because he healed the blind. He healed the leprosy. And also he is a fairest of among 10,000. Jesus is a beautiful person. A beautiful person, the whole world. Some of you may put all your perfumes, all your painting, everything. But nobody will beauty like Jesus. His beauty. He's a rose among the bush. So he wanted to see that beauty of that Jesus. Then he came and he came and he came and he was shot, he was jumped, he couldn't be able to see it. Then he ran. He knew that Jesus is going to come this way, and he climbed on the tree and looked for Jesus. And Jesus walked by and stopped right there. And he said, "Zacchaeus, come down. Hey, Zacchaeus, come down." He was ashamed because he was a sinner. He doesn't want anybody to see him. "Zacchaeus, come down." He came down. "Hey, Zacchaeus, you want to see me one time, right?" "Yes, sir. You can see me many times now." Then Jesus looked at him and said, "Hey, Zacchaeus, you want to see me one time, right? I am coming your home." "Huh?" Then he said, "Zacchaeus, you want to see me one time, right? I am going to spend the night at your house." "What? Zacchaeus, you want to see me one time, right?" "Yes, sir. I am going to save your family. His intention was just to see Jesus one time. And God made it possible. Bigger and bigger and bigger. The same way, if you have any intention in your heart, real heart, to see or serve Jesus, see souls get saved in this community, in your family, around the world, God will expand your vision. When I came in 1983 to this country, I had a plan to start 5 church. God's people from this country, they helped me, they prayed with me, they cried with me, they laughed with me, they gave money. I started 100 church, 200 church, 300 church, 493 churches. I have an orphanage. School. If anybody wants to support our school, there are some photographs. You can come and see me. If anybody wants to come to India to work for a mission trip, to teach or to do something in the orphanage and school ministry, always you are welcome to come there. If you have a small intention to serve Jesus, any part of the world, even India or here, there's a way. Only thing is, what is in your heart? If you have a small heart, God will obey. God bless you. Peter had disobeyed, but he obeyed a little bit. When he threw the net, he was taking the fish. He heard the noise. You know what? He felt the net is going to break. Did you ever feel in your time, because you are being baptized, saved and baptized, when the trial or problems comes, did I make a mistake? No. In our life, trials and temptations, problems will come. But Jesus will help us to get through. Jesus will help us. Problems will come. You know, whenever you have problems and trials and temptation comes, that means there's a promotion is waiting for you. If you are a high school student, unless you face the test, you cannot go to the college. And if you say, I'm not going to take the test, I cannot take the test. That means you are going to be sitting in the high school rest of your life. So if you want to go to college, you have to take the test. The same way Christian life, if there is a test coming, there's a problem coming in your life, that means there's a promotion is waiting for you. But you have to say, Lord, help me to go through. God, give me grace to go through. Our God will help us. Then he thought he's going to lose the net. He pulled and pulled. He got a lot of fish. He began to pack the fish in his boat. He packed a lot of them. Small fish, the other day, this kind of fish, he threw them in, kept them. This time he was keeping inside. He threw them outside. Still, it was piling up. Then he waved his hand. Hey, friends, come here. I got a lot of fish. Help me to pack. His friends came. They said, wow. In 1983, I came to this country, waving my hands. Will you come with me to India with your prayer, with your love, with your finance, with your physically? There are people came by. Here I came saying, 1.6 million people came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. We baptized around 35,000 people. We did this. Why? You respond the call. I respond the call, you respond the call. More than that, in this room, somebody never received Jesus as your personal Savior. Come to Jesus Christ. Under heaven, upon earth, there is no other name man can be saved. Only one name. You know, this world, there was an AD and BC. AD means after death of Christ. there is a year name BC. So if you are not saved, you are living in BC. By the time you get saved, you are going to begin AD. Today is the day of salvation. If you never ask Jesus into your heart to be saved, come to Jesus Christ. Those who are saved, are you as a boat? Are you a glory boat? Are you the preaching boat so you can share the gospel to other people? Will you allow Jesus to come inside you and use you? Let's pray. First of all, let me ask you. Someone is in this room, if you never trust Jesus as your personal Savior, why can't you give your heart to Jesus? All this thing, this world we have, is going to pass away one day. But only thing is not going to pass, our soul. After we leave this place, we may not come back. I don't know, I'll be coming back or not. That may come any time. I'm looking forward to go back to India in 4 weeks. See my children and grandchildren. But I don't know, I will make it. But I know one thing. I will make it to heaven. I will see Jesus. Are you sure if anything happened to you, will you see Jesus? If anybody in this room say, Pastor, I never been saved. I never gave my heart to Jesus. I know Jesus died for me on the cross of Calvary. Will you pray that I want to receive Jesus as my personal Savior? We never make you uncomfortable. We'll be praying for you. Anybody here? I want to give my heart to Jesus to save my soul. All the way anywhere in this auditorium, raise your hand, put it down immediately. Anybody? Would you like to receive Jesus as your personal Savior? Second thing, anybody's in this room, I want to be a boat to carry the gospel. I want people to know Jesus through my life. I'm giving my life to Jesus. Jesus can take me and use me for his glory so people can get saved. Anybody's in your prayer, say, I want to serve Jesus. I want to give my life. I want to pray. Anybody's there? Raise your hand. I see hands all over the place. Anybody's there? I want to see Jesus. I want to serve Jesus. I want people to get saved. Will you pray with me? And God bless you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank Thee and praise Thee for this time. Thank You, Lord, for this wonderful church, wonderful people. If someone is in this room, if they never receive Jesus as their personal Savior, Lord, they may come to the deacons or the pastor, somebody, or Sunday school teacher, so they can know more about that. They can come and ask about it. Lord, please help them to find Jesus. Lord, if some in this room, there are people, they raise their hands. They want to be used by You. They want to be a blessing to so many people. They want to see souls get saved in this community, in this state, in this country, around the world, as they wish. Lord, please bless them and use them in a mighty way. Thank You, Lord, for the opportunity You have given to me to present this ministry and preach to them. Lord, as we go to our places, Lord, be with us and go with us and help us to come back whenever we are going to meet together. Asking the name of the Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. If anybody wants to see the photographs, it's in the back there. You can come and pick up the prayer cards, and I have some information about the school children. Thank you.